It is expected to act quickly on the debt ceiling and budget cuts package that was negotiated between U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The House of Representatives approved the deal to avert a U.S. default crisis Wednesday. In remarks Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer discourages changes to the House debt ceiling package, saying time is a luxury they do not have.
At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk. And any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praises the package on a package that was approved in the House on a bipartisan vote.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act avoids the catastrophic consequences of a default on our nation's debt. And just as importantly, it makes the most serious headway in years toward curbing Washington Democrats' reckless spending addiction.
Turning to the war in Ukraine, Russian forces began June with a fresh aerial bombardment of Ukraine's capital. The Kyiv administration reported one child was among the dead. The casualty toll was the most from one attack on Kyiv in the past month. In May, Russian forces reportedly attacked Ukraine's capital 17 times with drones and missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova Thursday, becoming the focal point of an event that seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. During a news conference, Zelensky emphasized the effectiveness of patriots in safeguarding his country against Russia's extensive missile threats. This is VOA News. A court in Senegal Thursday acquitted opposition leader Ousmane Sonko